Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Zombie Bite. This file will slowly take your mind away, and most other feelings or thoughts, if I'm honest. All that remains is a sort of emptiness, a hunger for something. It's difficult to define exactly how a zombie feels, if anything. And a lot of people will never know. I wonder if it could happen to you, being bitten but not quite recalling when it happened. Maybe it was in the hustle and bustle of the street. Maybe somewhere private. Bitten. A strange wound that doesn't really want to close. Then again, it's not the wound itself that matters. It's that strange virus. Something transmitted from a zombie to you. What's very interesting about it is that you wouldn't even notice that anything is changing. It can take hours, maybe even days before you notice. It all depends on how active you are and a few other factors that we won't get into right now. And yet, while you're listening, you might notice some of the subtle changes that have been happening. Feeling cold, for example. Not icy cold as such, just a general feeling of chill, as if your body is a little more cool than it was before. Slightly colder and sluggish, perhaps. It could just be that you're feeling more tired than usual. Slightly distracted or otherwise occupied. It's perfectly normal after all. When so many things have been happening, it's just natural to feel a little behind on everything. Sort of slow and sluggish in your thoughts because they're overwhelmed by everything. It's not like you're becoming more overwhelmed lately, or that your thoughts are becoming groggier. You might even wonder if there's something else going on, because there seems to be this sensation of hunger for something, for something difficult to define. I wonder if you know what it is, if you know what you are hungering for. It's not food exactly or something else. There's this feeling, this craving of hungry for something. It can be satisfied somewhere, somehow, but you probably don't even know what it is. What's kind of interesting is that that feeling of chill, of coldness, sometimes just fades away into a pleasant numbness. Your body just settling in an easy, gentle glow of blankness. Happily blank. Just daydreaming and drifting and completely satisfied, if not for that little itch, that hunger, that need of something inside of you. And it's okay. That single-minded sensation allows you to explore a wonderful blank emptiness. It's fine if your arms and legs just feel kind of there, heavy and simply there, moving as you move, sluggish, slow, stumbling, moving forward, driven by that simple feeling, a single-mindedness of a need that you cannot describe, a hunger for something that you cannot quite define. And that feeling, that emptiness inside of you, allows you to feel so calm and blank, so blissful. You'll know what it is as soon as it comes near you. Your instincts know what you're hungry for. Anything else just doesn't matter. All other thoughts are unimportant and irrelevant. All that matters is the simple, single-minded blankness of a zombie. And as long as there's nothing else that triggers that hunger, you're happy to just be, exist, simply staying in a wonderful zombie-like state for as long as feels comfortable. I wonder if it could happen to you, being bitten, but not quite recalling when it happened, long ago, hours, days, a transformation that isn't, your body mostly looking the same for now. Perhaps a little pale. It will be a while longer before it is truly noticeable. Numb. Mindless. a singular existence. No need to move or think. Instinct is all you need. Hungry for something, your body will do the rest. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you can remain nice and deep, daydreaming blank, simply letting your body do the thinking while your mind is blissfully absent. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you may find yourself becoming more aware of your predicament and slowly returning back to some semblance of normal. I wonder if you'd know when you've been bitten, and would you tell? Enjoy the mindlessness. I'm sure it'll give you some wonderful peace of mind.